Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Flipside Lights. This is Friday's edition. I'm hanging out with Jim and Ben tonight until we get all the details in this show worked out. Hope y'all all having a great weekend. Jim, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is Benito Childs. I'm here along with Jim Allen. And we'll start with Jim's take on what do you really think about the debates at this point?
I think Hillary won. That's the best I can do.
But how did she?
I say what now?
How did she win? I mean, what was it that made you think she won a debate? What was it that she did that made you think she won the debate? That's what I'm curious about.
Trump's emotional, and she knows how to push his trigger. And she got it done.
So, but what do you think, Ben? Did you watch it, or did you just listen here about
this? Well, I listened and I heard, and it's real hard for me to watch the political debates when I cannot grandstand for either candidate, just to be honest. So I'm really more of a non-participating observer who doesn't have the same passion as a lot of us in terms of sides. But I will say, having read Donald Trump's, I guess you would call it, mini dossier distributed by the media that says that, you know, he was a bully. So I think that what she did was kind of maybe depend on the fact that, wait a minute, if that was there then, it's there now. He was the playground bully. He was the guy who was very aggressive and asserted his way through young adulthood, according to the stories about him. And I think that it was a good idea for her to use what we call in the streets the reverse bully alley-oop. He's got a soft spot. Just keep on pressing on it. And even though he's big and scary, you'll make him cry to an extent. What are your thoughts about my thoughts? Because you guys listened.
Well, I'll tell you what I did with this debate. See, I had given it a dead even because I thought Hillary blew it on a couple of key things, but I also thought he blew it. The first half of the debate I give to Trump hands down. He dominated her the entire first half. The second half, he was on the ropes. It's like a good fighter. She saved her energy for the second round and kept him defensive. But by saying that, she was defensive the first 45 minutes. He was defensive the second 45 minutes. So really, to me, it's a tied debate. I didn't find any push coming out of that. What I found interesting about this is CBS said she won. NBC said she won. Fox and Reuters and Rossman said he won. But more importantly, yesterday she was up 10 points. This morning she's up 4. So what do people think he won? See, I tried explaining this to everybody about the sex thing. This was all great, but if she kept pushing this, this allowed him to open up on Bill Clinton. The other day, the CNN guy lost his mind. He's screaming at him, oh, well, what does it matter? He's not the one running. It does matter. He's going to be in the White House. If he's being a pervert or breaking the laws or raping somebody, it's a direct reflection on our country. Let's be honest. Trump has never been accused of rape. Bill Clinton's been accused of rape 6 times. And 36 times inappropriate behavior with women in a criminal stance. So, I mean, and some of these women tried to bring criminal charges against him. None of these women ever even came out about Donald until 15 days before the race. That's just suspicious.
You know, I just want to interject there, not only for levity, but kind of as a footnote that should be highlighted. You know, in the workplace, we're trained to observe whether or not somebody's on something that's making them do something other than their job, okay, in a normal human, reasonably intelligent fashion. Now, if I was in charge of making that type of observation, I'd have to ask myself, well, wait a minute, 36 different occasions of inappropriate behavior with female colleagues. Is he on something that's making him horny while he's at work? Is it possible that the average human being is just this way out? And they can exercise that part of their personality while they're at work. Let me run the country and be a pervert. It's 36 different incidents and alleged rape. Interesting.
He's Bill Cosby. And, you know, everybody went, see, this tells you how America really is right here. Everybody lost their mind over Bill Cosby. Personally, I think Bill Cosby did more good stuff for the country than Bill Clinton did. I ain't even going to lie about it. I think Bill Cosby has helped millions of people in millions of ways, and his comedy, even with his perversity, will go on long after we forget about Bill Clinton. So I just don't understand why it's okay to prosecute and destroy one and leave the other one untouched. Well, the main reason is because, yes, Cosby's rich beyond belief, but he doesn't have the power of the Clintons. You know, Wednesday's
show... Well, Cosby got just as much money or more than Donald Trump,
mark. No, he ain't got the money Trump does.
Not enough money for him to turn around and bite the hand that not only raised and groomed him, but fed him not only work opportunity, but his enhanced skill set, as we'll say, a veteran comedian, okay? Word has it that Bill Cosby was trying to make a run on CBS and purchase them, I guess it was. Again, this is from the rumor mill. Never saw anything in the media that printed that. That being the case, I will reflect back to Hollywood Bowl Jazz Festival, okay? Playboy Jazz Festival, yearly event in Southern California at the Hollywood Bowl, okay? Well, it's hosted by none other than, by history, Bill Cosby and Hugh Hefner. So one guy's in the porn business, the other one is slinging jello to kindergartners. I'm the only one backstage who wants to question how this could be a great union, and everybody brought their family to listen to jazz at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm the only one who questions this, and everybody backstage looks at me like, how dare you suggest such a thing? Yet, look at what we have in the balance as history exposes itself. Your thoughts about my thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, really and truly, if this is where the rubber hits the road, and the way I see it right now, there's two choices, and which one would you rather have in there? Knowing, we all know, I'm with you, Ben, I'm on the same page in that I'm disgusted with both of them, absolutely disgusted. Because it could have been a lot different. Trump could have been a lot different and still got the job done, but he can't. That's his personality. So the question is, who do we want in there? Because we only got two choices.
I got to say, Jim, if we want to stand back against the fence, so to speak, and be shoulder to shoulder and just look at it from the vantage point that you just described, okay, what do we have here? Well, as a country, we're kind of up to our thigh muscles in stuff that could get us shot at, and maybe this time they won't miss, okay? Other countries have got boats in our water, 10 miles offshore, okay, with guns pointed at us, okay? So far, we've been a blessed country, with the exception of the heinous acts of 9/11, by history, usually when somebody was trying to, quote, get us, they missed. This time, things look a little bleak, given our relationships with our hostile friends and enemies around the planet. Then it really boils down to, okay, and I'll just say it like this, you know, no cuff links, no shirts and ties, no briefcases. Okay, which one of you jackasses can keep me from getting killed?
That's a damn good question, too.
There you go. That's exactly my sentiments. I'm seeing the same thing you are. And, my God, how do you make a choice? And, you know, really when it gets down to it, that's really where we're at. We got no other avenue. from, what is there, 17, 18 days left?
Yeah. And think about what you two just said. This, none of this conversation you're having right now is on Premier News anywhere. You're not going to see this on NBC, CBS, ABC. They're not going to talk about Iran. They're not going to talk about Russia. They're not going to talk that we have ships in South China right now because they're scared it's going to hurt Hillary. That's what they're scared of. Even the NBC director said that the other day. Well, we don't want to talk about that because that might paint Trump in a more favorable picture. First off, news media is never supposed to even say stuff like that. And but they don't want to discuss what is going on in the world. They want to put somebody in charge, but again, which one of these two can actually do a better job here, Trump or Hillary?
Well, I got I got to cut in for a nervous system, and that is simply that if this was a comedy movie, okay, the scene would be where they're shooting at us, Joe, you're driving the car, Jim is sitting in the back seat, and him and another guy are arguing over whether or not we need to stop for barbecue potato chips or the plain ones. Meanwhile, I'm trying to load up to shoot back. That would be the comedy, okay, because neither of these two individuals are skilled in making sure that we prevail.
I have a better question for both of you.
One might be more, what's the word, deceitful and cunning than the other.
I have the solution.
I'm listening, go ahead.
You're ready to hear it, right?
I'm always ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with it, but I'm always ready to hear it.
It's time for the day the earth stood still.
Yeah.
It's time for them to come down and say, okay, people, you're either going to clean up the act or we are. That's what it's time for.
That's what I'm scared of. My wife and I were talking about this at dinner tonight. I'm scared that we're in a position that we could see ourselves in a revolution in our country. It seems to be where we are. So let's look at this from a different point of view. We got the Ayatollah, we got Kim Jong-un, we got Payne, and we got Putin. So out of these four guys, are they going to respect Trump more, or are they going to respect Hillary more? Let me rephrase that. Are they going to fear Hillary more, or are they going to fear Trump more? Which one is it? I already know the answer to Hillary because Payne called her an idiot on national television. Putin already said that he will probably invade the Ukraine if Hillary becomes president because the Democrats are weak. Obama proved that to him. He called Obama a coward on national television. So you already see his disdain for the Democratic Party before they even get in power. So he's already challenging the United States if Hillary gets. He's already said he's going to do it. He's already said that he will challenge the U.S. So he's already said if Trump gets in, that he's willing to work with Trump. He's willing to give and take, give some territory to have some territory. He's already extended the olive branch to Trump. So has Ping, for that matter.
I just want to say this about that, Joe. You know, in my most cynical, we'll say from my most cynical perception, okay, how come it really looks like anybody is going, well, you know what, if she becomes president, we're not going to respect her testicles. We're going to go pick on her.
It's because of her job as Secretary of State. See, everybody forgets. She's got a foreign affairs record, one of the shittiest ones on the planet. She, as far as anybody's, including Democrats, consider her to be one of the worst Secretaries of State. Get this. The other day they asked Kerry's department, can you name one accomplishment that Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State? You know what the head of the department said? Oh, well, I'm sure there's some. We just weren't there then. They couldn't even.
Oh, really? Nothing sticks out. We got to go look.
They went to Georgetown College and asked, it's a primarily liberal college, and asked, can you name one accomplishment of Hillary Clinton? They couldn't name one. They asked over 200 students, and they couldn't name one. Because that's who Hillary is. Hillary's a big mouth, but with nothing to back it up. She went to New York, said she was going to bring 200,000 jobs to New York. She brought 2,000. She said she was going to get us all this stuff. As Secretary of State, all she did was anger Putin, anger Ping, anger Kim Jong-un, and anger Iran. She didn't do anything. And she pissed the Filipino guy off, who's even more pissed now at Obama. And plus...
Now, what's his problem over there in the Philippines, considering that he's all testy and everything, and he's got his own internal problems, as public as they may be, He's going to have to solve them issues all by himself.
He's going to
Does he get enough energy to be pissed off at anybody other than his own staff and who he sees in the mirror?
Now,
your thoughts about my thoughts.
He's asking China to back him up now. And this is over two things. One, cutting some of our stuff. Obama cut the size of the base over there, which we shouldn't have done because the South China Sea is being disputed. So that was just bad on his part. Then on top of that, he just pretty much shit on the guy's head like he's done with other world leaders. One thing about Obama he's known for is standing people up. He did it to Putin just recently. You know, you can't do that to world leaders. One, it makes you look shitty, and it just pisses them off at you. So basically, and Obama has proven one thing to the world. Okay, he let Egypt go to Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. He gave Iran the money to buy weapons and allowed them to start having nuclear weapons now. He allowed Kim Jong to develop nuclear weapons, which Bush would have never done. Bush was going to invade the damn country. He allowed China to go unchallenged in the South China Sea until his last year, and he has not said nothing to Putin.
Now I got to ask some questions.
But wait. You know, how many times did he say, if you cross the line and live, you remember what he said? If you cross this line, and then he finally said, well, if you use chemical weapons, this was like the seventh time he said, if you cross the line. He said, well, if you use chemical weapons, the next day they use chemical weapons. And what did he do? Nothing. So he's proven to the world that he is a coward and is not willing to stand up for this country. So, of course, Russia and China is on a global expansion because the United States isn't going to do shit because we haven't done shit in 8 years.
That being the case, then the question sticks out. How much is the bill that we owe China this off-book that would be the reason for it to look like we didn't have the balls to say, oh, hell no?
Well, we don't owe China that much money. We owe China about about a half a trillion dollars.
So then what kind of strategic move is it to let them have those kind of big toys unless they're screaming, hey, if you won't pay me, at least let me be in the position to protect myself from everybody else who thinks I might be weak.
Well, China.
This is no different than what goes on in the alleys in the neighborhoods that I grew up in. Still politics.
I'm
micro-sizing it. Yes, I am. For the purpose of being able to understand, just, you know, it looks like a triple-tiered chess game. We can only see one layer. And of course we've got Jim with us, who is the excellent purveyor of conspiratorial theorism. And I just kind of want to throw it all out there and see what y'all think. Your thoughts about my thoughts.
Speaking of that, Jim, I invited Jim Allen to come speak with us on Saturday and Wednesday. I don't know what dates yet. I think it's going to be November 5th on one of the shows. The other show I haven't heard back on yet, but when I hear, I'll let you know. And,
we'll hang out together some more.
Oh, and by the way, too, Jim, you know we're doing panel shows on Saturday night if you want to come join us until political season's over. We got one this Saturday, and then we got one next Saturday. Me and Ben, you're welcome, too. And
I'd love to join you.
What time do you do this show?
On Saturdays, it's 6 to 8 my time.
6 to 8, so that's 5 to 7 here.
Yeah. So just let me know if you can make it, and I'll ring you in. But, you know, because
right after that, I come on with You Heard It Here First, which is our music talk radio program.
Michael Hinkley and Gregory Miller is going to be joining us, too. The girls are scared for some reason, I guess. I don't know what's up with them, but they just want to get out of politics, I guess. But, so we're going to have them on. I'm going to invite a couple other hosts. But for the last 2 weeks of the election, we just want to keep reminding people of both sides all the way up until election time. In the end, you know, we want people to make up their mind who they want to vote for. You know, I could get on any number of soapboxes here. But in the end, we really want you to vote for who you feel most comfortable, who you think is going to do the best job. All I can say about Hillary Clinton is, with all her negatives, the thing that will keep me from voting for Hillary Clinton is this one statement she made about 6 months ago and about 2 years before that. And from what I understand, about 4 years before that. This is what it was. I think the First, Second, and Fifth Amendments need to be repealed because they do not work for modern society. So she wants to take.
Well, the Clintons want to. The
in the fifth.
The Clintons want a Concord. You know what I'm talking about. They want a constitutional convention so they can fix that, which is not good.
Well, that's why they want. It's so important because they want this fifth Supreme Court, because then they can start challenging these laws. You can bet there'll be several attacks on the Second Amendment under the Clintons. But the problem for Clinton is she's still not going to get the Senate back. So they're going to have to do a lot of executive orders, which are just going to keep getting challenged left and right, left and right, left and right. But if you have five liberals in the Supreme Court, it makes it easier to get through you what you want. What cracks me up about her is she wants to get rid of the Fifth Amendment, which is what five of her six people that testified took. So under her own ignorance, if this law wouldn't be here today, she'd be in prison right now. Because all
well, then doesn't it look like does it not look like the plan is the last individual to benefit from the use of that liberty, shall we say, or yeah, civil liberty, would be then the president herself should that happen.
That's pretty.
That
much
is so dictator-like. That is so dictator-like. You know, I'm going to eat the last cookie, and now it's against the law to even have a cookie. Isn't that interesting?
Well,
and the American people can't see that because we're not the BBC, we're not CBS or NBC. Interesting.
Well, NBC,
just wanted to put that out there.
NBC and CBS are so pro-Hillary, and CNN really is too, that it's a waste of time to even watch them. There's no bipartisan. I mean, the first debate, they admitted that his mic was messed up and they didn't do anything about it. The second debate, CNN actually gave Hillary Clinton the questions. You know, it's in the emails. And then on top of that, I love this in the third debate, or was it the second one, when she's screaming, I think it was the third one, when she's going, 17 agencies said it's Russia. There's no 17 agencies said it's Russia. And by the way, the WikiLeaks has not been wrong about one thing in the 10 years that he's been doing this. And these documents, you don't know where these documents came from. They didn't come from Snowden, and they didn't come from Russia. Everybody forgets about the 18-year-old kid that went to jail that's now a girl. Remember the Army guy? That they just...
Oh, yeah.
That's where these documents came from. But for some reason, CNN or NBC is too stupid to figure this out, but you can see the stamp codes from his office where he was. So we know where the documents came from, but still, she's on stage lying her ass off. I have not heard her the entire time she's debated. I have not heard her tell the truth one time. Not one time. And let's be honest about this. How many times has Hillary Clinton been investigated for wrongdoing? How many times has Trump been? Trump's been investigated zero times. Hillary's been investigated 47 times.
And 47 times she prevails?
Yeah, and five of which she was sanctioned severely over. So I don't even know how she's qualified to run. Of course, Donald's an idiot.
Don't you guys find that incredibly interesting?
Yeah.
I mean... Who's
absolutely.
Got that kind of juice? You know who's got the juice is Wall Street. That's where the juice is, and that's her.
But you see, like Penny said, she still wouldn't vote for Trump. Penny's from the beautiful island. She's not an American. But you know what, Penny? It's going to hurt you first, because when Russia comes, baby, they coming for you first. Europe's on the target first. America's down the line. And if we've got a weak president, your ass is done. Let me put it to you like this. If there's another Obama in the White House and Russia attacks Europe, y'all are on your own. Look what he did to England. Look what he did to most of our allies in the EU. Come on, the Prime Minister of England called our president an idiot, and the lady running for president a bigger idiot. So here you've got Israel don't want to work with Clinton or Obama. The EU doesn't want to work with them. England doesn't want to work with them. Russia, China, North Korea, South Korea. I mean, it's like we're putting somebody in office that nobody who we work with wants to work with.
If that could happen...
That's the effed part here.
Then if that could happen, according to the rules of street corner politics, if you will, then that only means that she's the one thing on the so-called proverbial chessboard that has got something on everybody. That would be the reason why nobody likes her. Everybody is feeling shy, if you will, bashful even, about having a relationship with her probably already, because let's just say in street corner parlance, she already has one testicle in the vise and her hand is on the thing that will make it even tighter. That being the case, then wouldn't you say that having to do things the Hillary Clinton way appears to be inevitable to all and everybody's biting their nails? But does that mean, one, that she can win, and two, if she can't fight her way out of the impending war that it looks like we're going to be in any second now, could she lie and cheat her way out of it, considering that she's got one hell of a record for that? Well, your thoughts about my thoughts.
That's a good question, and think about this. They've now got
Could you bullshit your way into me feeling safe?
Think about this. Protect yourself. Got a record on Secret Service now saying this on five occasions. They cannot stand working for Hillary Clinton. Just, you can go look it up for yourself online. There's all over YouTube. Several different detachments. That, matter of fact, a bunch of Secret Service people quit and wouldn't go back. So, I mean, if she can't work with the Secret Service, you know she ain't going to be able to work with anybody else, because these guys are paid to listen to her. They're paid to protect her and paid to do what she says, and they couldn't do it. They had to leave. And matter of fact, several Secret Service people said she's got to be the most corrupt person to ever exist in politics. So, I mean, you've got some of the top people in our country saying this, and we're still debating. But in all fairness, the only reason you and I and Jim are having this discussion is because the Republicans allowed an idiot to win the primary.
They never should have. The Republicans never should have let this go as far as it did.
Do you realize if this was Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz with all this stuff that's been dumped on Hillary in the last 3 months, it would be over with. This would be a landslide for the Republicans. And I said this 2 years ago. This race was for the Republicans to lose, and the son of a bitch has figured out a way to do it. It's beyond me. You know, it's just beyond me. I can't even imagine why they allowed this kind of shit to go on. But I guess if he fair and square, there's nothing you can do about it.
You know, Joe, you and I discussed this before, and we both agreed that it's so bad, it almost looks like Trump is working for Hillary.
That's a good
because
note.
It gets worse and worse and worse the further you go, and he is like committing suicide and has been ever since the beginning. And it just goes on to where she's almost uncontested. And the bottom line is, that's how she's always been. When she ran for senator in New York, Giuliani just quit. I wonder, you know, he said, oh, it's a health problem. And she went, got in as a senator uncontested. Nobody against her.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying. And it just amazes me is every time there's a big dump on Hillary, things that are really damaging to her and the DNC, all of a sudden Trump does something stupid. It's an awful big coincidence. We'll leave it at that.
Let's hopscotch down the path, shall we, and say it's not a coincidence. Okay, let's theorize here. That's part of what I'm supposed to do: be edgy and say stuff you weren't expecting. So, here's what's on my mind. Let's say it's not a theory. Let's say it's not very interesting and coincidental. Let's say it is with intention and purpose. Then let's ask, well, gee, Donald Trump has how much money? What would you have to have on a Donald Trump, or how much money should it cost if you could get Donald Trump to blink and bow and look like a buffoon to the whole world? Think of the size of this guy's ego, okay? He says whatever he wants, and you got him on the end of puppet strings. Who might you be, or might you actually not be holding the strings, and you got help from a group of people? Your thoughts about my thoughts, gentlemen.
What do you think, Jim?
I think it costs $1 billion. I figure $1 billion, and we know who prints it, and we know that it's worthless. So they could print up $1 billion overnight and just lay it on him. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that would do it.
I wouldn't either, to be honest with you.
Donald Trump committing an act of prostitution.
But it might not even be something like
I'm sorry, if street corner parlance, that makes him a great big old hoe. Y'all really think his ego would let him do that?
Well, actually, I don't think it has nothing to do with that. I think in the beginning, this is what two things that the media always wants to forget. One, Donald Trump was a liberal for 40 years. He just became a Republican lately, in the last 6 or 7 years. He was always a liberal.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's very interesting. On top
all
of that,
all of a sudden he got religion.
Yeah, and then on top of that, Hillary Clinton and him are friends. Until the election, they used to have dinner together monthly. So it's definitely a setup. It's not like they didn't discuss this ahead of time, and it's not like she didn't know he was going to run for president of the United States. This whole thing was planned from day one, and I said this 2 years ago, the only way, or 18 months ago, the only way Hillary could win is if Donald Trump became the candidate. No one else, even today, if you look at the polls, even today, if you put Jeb Bush's name in there, or Marcio's, they cremate her. I mean, they landslide on her. This was the only candidate that she could beat, and he's the one that ended up running. That's a freaking big coincidence.
Well, then given all of that,
the Republicans let it go. The Republicans let it go, and they could have come up with a stop for this halfway through the whole thing.
If the girl thing came up earlier, the girl thing would have came up in the primaries, he wouldn't be it now. See, I find this very strange. One, ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN played him up the whole time of the nomination. That's all they ever talked about was Trump, 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 Trump. And no one ever said anything about these girls, and Trump said all this stuff before, and still no girls ever came forward. All of a sudden, pre-debate, they come forward. Really? With no real evidence whatsoever other than hearsay. That's just, the whole thing just smells to high heaven. And I wouldn't have cared about that, but it happened to be on the day that WikiLeaks dropped all kind of damning information about Hillary Clinton. I mean, if people sit down, I personally, I don't know how anybody, if you read those emails, I mean, she said, she called Latinos lazy, she called blacks stupid, she called poor people ignorant. She prefers to work with Wall Street, and she tells them one thing and tells us something else. She's lied on countless occasions about other stuff. These emails are just unbelievably damning, and we know now that there's a lot of pay for play going on. Do you really want to give the keys to the White House to the woman who was selling secrets when she was Secretary of State? It's just, and plus,
that's good.
Crazy-ass Bill Clinton in there, who's lost his mind, apparently. He looks like he's lost his mind totally. And y'all don't think he's not going to be chasing interns around the White House? Get out of here, man.
Well, the question still remains, if we look at this from a global standpoint, kind of, and I just want to be abstract for a paragraph or two. Well, be that as it may, we bear in mind still that everybody who runs a country has their own little bag of trash or big old bag of trash hidden somewhere along with skeletons from everything they did to get in the position that they're in. Would it be said at this point in the history of the world that right now America and our political mechanism, as you have both just described it, has the biggest, stankiest bag of trash? One, and two, given all of what you guys just talked about, and you unraveled this thing, if it was a rug, it'd be in single pieces now, just yarn. Donald Trump, biggest super double agent in political history, given all the dinners and meals and the kids all know each other and so on and so forth from history, sure looks like they planned out the whole thing. Wonder if he could be caught looking surprised even a little bit by any of the allegations that are news to us. Anybody make those observations? Your thoughts about my thoughts, gentlemen?
Hello, Jimmy.
Well, I'll tell you, I've always felt this way. 40 years ago, I said Hillary Clinton would be the first woman president, and that's because of her affiliation and who she's run with for the last 40 years. And her and Wall Street are congruent, and that's how it's going to fly, because we're right back to Perry Mason. Follow the money trail, okay? Well, when they passed the Federal Reserve Act, they knew damn well they couldn't sell that to the American public. So what they did was went out and bought every newspaper in America first, and that, of course, led to control of the media. So who's got it? The banksters do. The banksters have control of the media. And who's the media, you know, who are they pushing? In reality, they're pushing her. So it's all one big happy family on that side. So it's like Ben says, it just stinks rot.
The question is it the biggest, stinkiest stink on the planet, or are we just as stinky as everybody else?
Well, it happens everywhere. You know that. I mean,
The reason I ask is because listen to the long list of countries that don't want to do business with us if she's running the show. But it appears to be inevitable that they're going to have to. What's supposed to happen?
That's the point.
What are
they
so scared of?
They can go do business with India, Russia, or China. That's the whole point here. By electing Hillary Clinton,
at the end of the day, my point again, at the end of the day, because of just the way things have gone by history, we are destined to do business with whoever it is the last stop is. Okay? You know, country A does not want to do business with us. They'll do business with country B, C, and D. Or B, C, and D, somebody's going to crack and tell us what we want. Why? Because we already got something on them. Your thoughts about my thoughts, gentlemen.
Well, what I'm worried about really is, frankly, in a lot of this, I'm worried about our civil rights and all of our rights. But more so right now, I'm more worried about our European and South China allies. Because this is where the shit's going to hit the fan. Now, I got to give Obama credit for this. Every now and then he does something that shows he's not quite the idiot I think he is. He did get on television and say, yes, and he directed us at Kim Jong-un. He said any attack on South Korea would be met quickly and swiftly with overwhelming force. So it was nice to hear him say that. But since he's by two-thirds...
Quickly and swiftly.
Yes, quickly, swiftly, and overwhelming.
But that's okay. I mean, that street corner for I'm going to really, 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 really whoop your behind.
And that's basically what he was saying.
Well, what he said, Joe, is so easy to do. All it takes is one underwater boat. Parked out there about 10 miles. And, I mean, it's over. That's it. That's all it takes is one. And, I mean, that's so easy to do, it's not even funny, and I got to believe that idiot up there in North Korea, he knows this. He's not that stupid.
See, I don't agree with you. I don't think he cares.
That's the question.
I think he wants to start a war. I think he wants to be the one who wipes South Korea out. Come on, this is the guy, how many generals and top aides does he have killed? He's got a harem of underage girls. The boy's pretty messed up. And that's according to their own...
He's
15.
So he's planning on committing suicide. Okay.
That's what I was saying, Ben. That's where I was going. Yeah. He's going to commit suicide if he starts anything. How dumb can he be?
China's pretty much already said they're going to probably stay out of this. They really don't want to because they've been threatening America about it, but does China want to go to war over Kim Jong-un? I'm thinking not. Maybe over South China Sea, but even there I don't think they're wanting to go to war. Now, if we get into it with Russia, that's different. If we've got to start pushing our forces against Russia and China decides to take South China Sea, we've got problems. Without our allies in Europe, we got problems. Right now our military is not decided. It's the smallest it's been since World War II. And everybody remembers how long it took us to catch up production in World War II, almost 3 years. It was almost the end of the war before we actually got to where we were mass producing again. So, now granted, we got more factories and stuff today and more people, so it should be a little bit easier. But still, we're not set up. We're a multi-front country. We always have been. We've always fought multi-fronts. But currently, we're not set up to fight two big multi-fronts, which would be China and Russia. And they would also be mass-producing. Neither one of them got really the money to compete. I mean, their economy between the two of them is only $3 trillion. But if they would...
Rod, let me tell you what the bottom line is. Here's what scares me. We both, all of us, all three of us, know that the New World Order's agenda is also Global 2000 and beyond, which is a huge population reduction. The elitists at the top believe that the planet is incredibly overpopulated right now, and that it's got to be reduced, and that's part of their agenda. So how could they achieve that? They could achieve it through a major conflict, you know, where weapons were nuclear, and this whole thing could actually achieve part of their agenda that they want to do. And that's the scary part to me, is that they could actually incite it. And boy,
well, you know,
that would be a trip.
I just want to say, Jim, that according to my memory of things that I've read over the years, seems to be a story that goes all the way back to the medieval times when the sentry gallops up to where the leader of the empire is, and he says, look, the number of people who think you should feed them because, well, you own all the food and this is your empire, against the number of people who want to be like you, so they want to be right alongside you, working to make sure that everybody has food. Well, one side's bigger than the other now, and it looks like we're going to be all out of food if we continue with this particular program. There's not going to be no food to feed the people who are feeding people in the next 10 years. And somebody else in the meeting says, I got it, I know what we'll do. We'll start something, and we'll pay half the poor people to kill the other half of the poor people, thereby decreasing our responsibility by 50%. Your thoughts about
why that? Not? Why not? You know, why not?
You know, and of course somebody chimes in, yeah, that'll create jobs. You know, we're going to have to do something with all of those dead bodies.
Yeah, well, it's a big
planet.
Start
all over again. That's a piss-poor program, unfortunately. You mean to tell me that with everybody at MIT, the Rand Corporation, every think tank around the world, the best Wall Street and the International Monetary Fund, otherwise known as the gangster banksters, that's the best they could come up with? The piece of paper this stuff is written on is so old, it's falling apart in everybody's hands, so to speak. Your thoughts about my thoughts, how come we can't do something different?
We can.
Not really.
If we can overcome the system. The system's what's preventing us. And they have control of it, and they've been working for 100 years to get that. And the people have been sound asleep. And the only way to change it is to wake up the people. So the question is, how do you do that? Well, Bernie Sanders was doing it. That's who was doing it.
But wait, I know we got to get out of here in a second, but think about this. I seen a survey today amongst college students. Now, this is college students. This isn't students who are working. Almost half the college students they asked said that they thought communism was okay and maybe would work in the United States. Well, I mean, I got a question for both of y'all. What are they teaching in college today? Really, I mean, communism has been a failed piece of crap since day one. It's never been successful anywhere in the world. So who's teaching this shit? I mean, have these liberal colleges just lost their mind? Is this really what socialism and liberalism is coming in our United States? Is communism? I don't get it. I mean, now you've asked kids that didn't go to college, millennials that are out working, they're anti-communism. They say it's the worst thing the United States could do. So how can the everyday kid without a college degree be smarter than a kid with one?
He's not. He's just indoctrinated with a program that the kid who doesn't have a college degree didn't get. So their ideology was not molded and shaped in the same fashion, or fashion, if you will. One is molded and shaped by environment and pressure. The other one is molded and shaped gently, like, you know, a potter playing with a piece of clay. you don't even really know that that's what's happening to you until the job is finished.
You gotta want
it's called
to
an that's called an indoctrination. That is not an education.
I mean, most of the blimps come from X-generation kids who come from baby boomers who still remember the Cold War, so I'm just confused by that.
Both you gentlemen have probably read The Ten Planks of Communism. I'm sure you have. And I'm telling you, we're there. Every one of them. All ten of them.
Yeah, I know we're right there. And there's a lot of stuff. I know we got to get out of here because we got Area 51 coming on behind us. And I think we're already a couple of minutes past. But any parting words before we get out of here, guys? I know and y'all going to be joining me Wednesday. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show tonight, the whole gang, we're going to all get together on Saturday night. We're going to be discussing the debate, the poll numbers, which idiot is the bigger idiot. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear us talking, we arguing a lot about different stuff about these two candidates. One thing we all agree on, pretty much everybody on this network agrees on, that they're both idiots. It's just which idiot is the worst idiot is what it comes down to.
Well, no, I'm not going to say worst. I'm going to say most effective given what's on our agenda that's going to have to be overcome. If we're going to say that both of our candidates are idiots in the world, well, then we got to get the most effective idiot and make sure that our country's agenda for progress is adhered to and that we still get the right to maintain and exercise our civil liberties, which, in a word, says that, you know what, we do get to decide. We do matter.
You know
if
what?
We let that get away from us, we're done. We may as well move. It won't matter. There won't be an America.
Trump, and that Trump is Hillary's lover, y'all. That's what's really going on here.
Oh, boy.
That was wrong.
That's hot. That's hot.
Oh, I like that. But then again, you know what? Like I said, coming from the perception of the alleys and the streets that I grew up in as a young man, hey, if my old lady is having lunch with the same dude, okay, once a month, and the kids are going too and I'm not there, they're up to something that I approved of. Where are you, Bill Clinton?
Yeah. Listen, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but that's been an open marriage ever since it existed. That's what it is.
It's pretty a sad state of affairs. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Flipside Light with Benito Giles, Jim Allen, and myself. I will be joining them some nights. Some nights I won't be with them, but y'all be sure to come hang out.
Well, come out and hang out. Come hang out with us some more next week, please. Jim and I thank you, and of course, thank you, Jim and Joe.
Yes, and don't forget, guys and girls, catch us on the panel show on News on the Flip Side this Saturday. Also, following us on Saturday, you will hear, you heard it here first, with Benito Tiles and whoever may be guest hosting winning that night. Y'all come by and check it out. Always a lot of good music. And that little girl last week had a voice and a half on her. But anyway, we're going to get
We got a surprise for you coming up this Saturday, so make sure you tune in.
I've been enjoying the music lately, so it's he has some pretty talented people on there, so I've been enjoying it. Y'all should go check them out. The archives are available if anybody wants to check them out. They are on all of the archive sites. Don't forget, check out Michael Angley's show. He's doing the news updates right now. They're really good. Y'all should catch up. Matter of fact, there will be one playing here in just a minute as we're getting ready to roll out of here. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank everyone for tuning in to Flipside Light, Friday's edition. Hang around for Area 51 and enjoy your life. That's all I can tell you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks a lot. Good night, everybody.
In a town where belief in aliens is the local currency, one man calls shenanigans.